Fantastic, absolutely. Of our Father, St. James, my beloved. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the preservance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either be by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, lest you fall into judgment. Is anyone among you suffering? Let them pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let them sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray for him, appointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for another, that you would be whole. Love not the earth, or neither the things pertaining to the earth, nor the world passes away, and the lust thereof. He that does not the will of God remains forever. Amen.